Denny, I see you here. Are you able to hear me, Denny? I'm having some trouble with your video, but.
Looks to We're be hearing you, Marissa.
Okay, I think it must just be the internet where he is. Let's see here.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awful. My bus doesn't have
I hear him
for
now.
Some reason. I hear everyone. I hear you.
Okay. Your video is gone for right now. I can just tell your internet must be bad. I don't know if you want to kick things off and maybe see if it comes back. I know we were going to kick things off, Claire. If you want to kick things off, if it comes back here or not.
Okay. Denny, thanks for joining us today. I heard a rumor that there might be an inspection issue with the Gibbs cars. Are you guys or several of your teams having a problem with inspection, or do you not know right now? Is he hearing me?
Yeah, I think he is, but just the internet.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like we lost him. Bear with me. We're gonna see what we can do here. Sorry about that.
I see him again.
That looks like Bob. That doesn't look like Denny. Sorry, y'all.
1, 2, 3.
All righty. We can hear you now. So we're a step in the right direction.
You want me to re-ask the question?
You hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. The video isn't on, but if this works for right now, okay. Just get started. That's okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So Claire, go ahead again.
Yeah. No, I heard Claire.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to the back. I think us, the 20 and the 18 are all going to the back.
Your thoughts on that? I mean, it happens and you're in a great spot headed into tonight's race. So your thoughts on that and what's your mode as the race goes green, because you're in a position where you should be able to race smart but aggressive, and now you got to start from the back.
Yeah, it's not ideal. It's you know, just kind of putting yourself in a hole. But we don't need any stage points. We got 500 laps. If we're good enough, we'll get to the front. So not really too worried about it in that sense. You know, if we were in a points battle, it'd be disappointing. But being the situation we're in, I think just going for the win, I think it won't hinder us too much.
Do you know what happened, or do you not know? You just got the base.
I do not know.
Okay. Thank you, Denny. Good luck tonight.
All right. We'll take some more questions here from the media for Denny. But if you do have a question, feel free to raise your hand. And we're going to take our next one here from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Denny, wondering if you or your group put in a bid for Germain Racing, and then I have a follow-up question.
I can't comment on any of that stuff. You know, if y'all have anything for tonight's race, I'm free to answer, but I don't have anything to announce, or, you know, we're not really talking about anything beyond that tonight.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. Our next question will come from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Denny, in the next round with Talladega and the Roval, do you anticipate teams going for stage points, or do you think you're going to have to still play it conservative and be there at the end?
I would want to go to four stage points in the second round for sure, simply because, you know, even though we'll have 47 start next week, you know, you can put yourself in a good position by gathering all the points that you can early on, and I just think that I always go for stage points. It doesn't matter what round it is, other than today when you're locked in, they always matter.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, our next one will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Denny, can you help me understand why they're not using as much PJ1 there as they have in the past? I thought it had been sort of successful, and it seems like they've really backed off this weekend from what I understand.
Yeah, they I think they thought the truck race was a little bit better than the Xfinity. The Xfinity, it was just kind of a train around the bottom. And, you know, it was just so dominant that it made passing a little more difficult, I guess you could say. But I think that even with no spray in the truck race, the bottom still equaled out to the top. So I think they just thought the racing was a little bit better.
Did you have your input in that like normal, or is it a different this week?
Yeah, I mean, they always consult with some guys on it, but I think the kind of – I don't think anyone objected to not spraying the track after yesterday, and it lasts for a long time anyway. You know, those Xfinity cars don't wear it all off. The bottom will still be – important throughout today, so it won't be so dominant where you can't move. So that's going to be a good thing. I think if your car handles good today.
Did we lose him?
No, I hear you.
Okay, you're back again. Sorry about that. We are going to take our next one from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Denny, can you give a sense of perspective of why the idea of potential team ownership is something that might interest you? There would seem to be a lot, maybe potentially cheaper ways of remaining in the sport beyond your driving days. What is it that's kind of maybe potentially tickled your fancy about this notion?
I mean, I've had the notion for a while. I think that, I still don't know, how long my driving career will go. It obviously is going to go well beyond the near future. So, I'm concentrating on what I'm doing on the racetrack right now, but certainly wouldn't mind positioning myself in that side. I mean, I think that there's several different sides of, management or whatnot that I'd like to be a part of when it comes to NASCAR and the sport itself. But it has to be the right opportunity. If it's not the right opportunity, right time, then I won't do it. So everything just has to line up perfectly for me to even remotely consider it. But I do believe that, the model will hopefully get better. Do I think it's fixed? No. I think that there still needs some work to be done to make the model a viable business. And you obviously want a business that everyone wants to be a part of, not that ones that, are fleeing. So certainly I think that, NASCAR is trying its best to make the teams a little bit more healthy and I think that outlook towards the future is what's interesting to me.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Lee Spencer.
Thank you. Denny, you say you're not worried about starting from the rear tonight because you have ample points, but yes. You said you're not concerned about starting from the rear tonight because you have ample points, but as the points tighten up going towards Phoenix, how concerned are you going to be if quality control on the track as well as inspection goes amiss?
Well, I think we've been pretty good on the inspection front. We haven't really failed that. But I mean,
alrighty. Sorry, guys. It looks like we lost him again. Give me.
Do you have me?
Not yet.
I mean, there's no, usually there's internet in the driver owner lot, but there's, I don't think they set up the internet today.
No problem. Sorry about that.
It's awesome. There's people here.
Are you able to hear us, Denny? Or do you want Lee to repeat her question?
Not again.
All right. Sorry for the poor connection today, guys. And thank you for hanging with us. Let's see if we can get him in here one more time. If not, we'll just wrap
up. I mean, I hear you.
There we go. He's back again.
I hear you.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. There, usually there's internet in the driver owner lot, but they didn't set it up, I don't think, this week. So somebody took the week off.
Well, no worries. We can hear you a little bit now. If you wanted to try to get to Lee's question, and then we'll set you free.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's I'm not too concerned. I mean, I think that everyone plays in a tight window, and you always try to push the tight.
All right, guys, we're just going to wrap this with Denny. I appreciate you guys hanging with us. And I will get the audio that we do have up on NASCARmedia.com shortly. And Denny, if you can hear me, I appreciate you trying to make that work, but unfortunate circumstances, but we hope to have him back. Thank you guys again for your patience.
Thanks, Marissa.
Yeah, thanks for trying, Marissa. Completely understand.
Thank you, guys.
Go to the beach now because you live in Florida. Bye.
Bye.